You, yes.
Okay, I'm not going to ask you what is reality, man, okay? What I want to know is, do you think
that... My favorite question.
Do you think that the authorities on Earth, be they what they are, have been contacted by extraterrestrials, intelligent creatures from another planet? I really want to ask you this, man.
Which authorities? Who?
Whichever ones are in charge, you know, it depends on where you are.
Yeah, probably so.
Thank you.
Why not? Okay, is that the subject we have to deal with tonight?
Yes, the young lady in the coat. No, she's just saying.
Is there anyone here who can, yes?
You.
For the crowd, as it were. Yeah.
Is this one on, too? Have you ever, since Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, do you think you've ever found the American dream, that, you know, that discotheque you were looking for?
I found it right there. That's what I was, that's the great American novel.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, you know, Hunter, one of the questions that we came up with is like when you're writing about American Dream and Fear and Loathing, and we weren't really quite sure what you were talking about, really.
Well, what puzzled you? What bothered you about it?
Well, the whole idea of American Dream is there really something out there to be looking for? Is there, you know, as college students here, you know, that's what kind of things, you know, we're all looking for, you know, to find out. You know, that's, you know, why we're all here, right, guys? All right. Pretty
well,
much.
Yeah, you know, it's like the golden streets of heaven, or the U.S. Marines who patrol them, or guard them. I've always wanted to ask a Jesuit why, if heaven was as fine and organized a place as it was supposed to be, they would need a bunch of goddamn Marines to guard the streets. You don't even need that in the South Bronx. Excuse me, that's a digression. Yeah, we've been taught, whole generations of people in this country, we've been taught that the American dream is the sort of guiding ethic. Free enterprise, democracy, honesty, truth, beauty, things like that. And if the myth exists, then you know, it's like rainbows. It's a worthwhile thing to chase. You know, there are worse ways to spend your life than chasing the American dream. But once you've found it, like I did in Vegas, at what was called the Old Psychiatrist Club, then it is kind of puzzling. You know, you feel kind of naked and alone out there, because once you found the dream and found there's just a slab of burned-out concrete in Las Vegas called the Old Psychiatrist Club, then, you know, it's kind of hard to go on from there in the same, you don't have the same dedication to journalism.